Parshas Kisovi. Samachta b'chol atoiv. Hashanosa m'chol Hashem l'ikecho, m'veisecho, ato. V'halevi v'hagei Hashem b'kibrech. Samachta b'chol atoiv. Smein toiv. Yisameach b'chol atoiv. Shteit n'archayim HaKadosh. Ain toiv ala toiv. Toiv is going on toiv. What does it mean, the samachta b'chol atoiv, the samachta b'chol atoiv? Says the Chaim HaKodesh, she'im hoyu b'nei odom magishin, is a famous Chaim HaKodesh. She'im hoyu b'nei odom magishin b'mesikus v'areidus toiv atoiv. If a person would feel, would chat, be magish, the mesikas haTorah, how you mishtagin? What mishtagin mean?
Go out of their minds.
Go out of their minds.
Crazy.
Crazy. If a person would have the mesikas of the discite from Torah, you go crazy. Mishtagin. Mislat machareo. For the extra being Nahem, Molly Oilum Kesef is of Mumo Kesef Zov is going to stay there. A person wouldn't be Makshiv. A person would be in a safe full of gold, silver, dust, and this episode, a little Gemara, very, very dusty and old, with somebody else's name inside of it. He would run over to it. Ki HaToyer Koyleles Kol HaToyer Sheba Oilum. This Toyer is Koylel all Toyer in the world. Gvaldik! Unbelievable of Chaim HaKadosh. Avi Shaila is. Very nice, Avi. I don't feel it. Sorry. I'm buzzing, right? I sat, I learned my alma today, I went this year, the day's over, now I'm relaxing, and I hate to break to you, but I'm having a better time right now than I had all day. Shut! Not everybody. I don't feel it. What's this? I don't go crazy from Torah, right? If you put me in a safe full of gold and silver, I would love to say that I would run, I wouldn't dust the old Gemara, but the mice on the way, I would have a little bit kesef. What pshat? Chaim HaKadosh says it. He says it, but what pshat? I heard once from a refined waxman, a mushroom. Says it, imagine there was an unbelievable new type of a food in the world. The whole world's talking about it. People walking on the street, they're bouncing off the walls. You gotta taste this stuff. You gotta taste this. You gotta taste it. So right away, you ask, where can I get it? On the block, two down the block. A left or a right? You ask where to get it. Left, right, there. You find exactly where to go. You run into the place, and they would tell you, you have to come into this room, and they're serving this food in this room. You walk into the room, and everybody is ushered. Bouncing off the walls. You never saw such excitement. This stuff must be great. Give me some. How much does it cost? It's 3%. It's good. Good. They go in, then you got a plate, you sit, you're all excited, you can't wait to get your hands on the food. You take the food and you eat it. And all of a sudden, you're expecting something to happen. What happens? Nothing happens. Now what's wrong? What's the problem? Now, you're looking around, and everybody's loving it. Everybody's bouncing off the walls, right? So you're feeling uncomfortable. Why is nothing happening to me? Right? So you wouldn't dare say, there's nothing in this food. It's a joke, right? Because you have 100 other people that hold there is something in this food. Bouncing off the walls. So what are you finally going to have to admit to yourself? There's something wrong with my taste buds, right? You're going to go to a doctor and you get your senses checked out. There has to be something wrong with my taste buds because everybody's loving this food and I don't taste this food. I don't see what the deal is. That's the first thing we have to understand. First thing we have to understand, Or Chaim HaKadosh says, he says, if a person would really taste the Mesikas HaTorah, he would go crazy. Well, what's Mesikas HaTorah? Thank you. We don't taste it. What's wrong with us? Why are we not tasting? Like I said before, the etzem, holding an elul, and I was thinking of saying a shtaka elul, shoes. We'll tell you, I didn't mention Hashem in the end, but I changed last minute. Someone was more earlier, Shaila. This Shaila, Bidyuk, this Shaila, I don't know if he caught the Pashas Kisava, and this is the place to ask the Shaila. Someone was earlier, Shaila this afternoon. Came over and he said, why are all these people, do you mind if I phrase it the way, we don't know who asked the question, but if that person minds, then skinny or not. The way he said it is so beautiful, though. Why are these people sitting in front of books? See, I'm sitting in front of books, looking at words. Imagine somebody walking through the waste measure and I have no shaykhs. Yeshivas, Yiddishkeit. You see a bunch of people hovering over. Es the kasha better. Es the kasha better. Rav Shach. Rav Shach was 95 years old. I don't know how old Rav Shach was. And while he was still studying, when he was learning, he was a 95-year-old man. Hovering over a shtickel gemara, trying to see. I see pictures in his glasses with this thick. And he was killing himself at the shtickel Rambam. Imagine a person from the world, almost out in the walks into such an old man. Like, excuse me, Rabbi, what are you doing? Go to an old age home, check yourself in, go relax. Go walk down Ocean Parkway, have a seat on one of the benches over there. Play chess. Play a game of chess. What are you doing? He's killing himself, not sleeping, he's not eating, he's killing his ashtickle around that he probably saw 500 times already. So what's he interested in? What's going on? What are all these people doing? Meister, I hope this is the word. You said this last year, excuse me if you heard this already, but you can't say it enough, and you can't cause it wrong. A person learns prayer, has to know what he's doing. We have to know what we're doing. If we chop what we're doing, then we can first chop what it's all about. The guy chopped his taste buds, then he can chop the taste. What's our taste buds? Shtei, the Gemara in the Dor, says, Ama of the Ha'oretz, why did we lose the land? Why were we kicked out of Eretz Yisrael? Why was the Beis Hamikdash destroyed? Says the Gemara that the Rabbeinu Shlomo himself answered this question. Everybody tried to answer, they couldn't figure it out. The Rabbeinu Shlomo himself came. Says the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, She'ozvu Estoyosi. You, Ozvu, you threw away my Torah. You abandoned the Torah. Says the Gemara, She'loi Baruchu B'Torah Tchila. They didn't make Birchas HaTorah. That's what they got to make. Ozvu Estoyosi asks the Ran, why do you jump Ozvu Estoyosi means didn't make Birchas HaTorah? Maybe they weren't learning Bechal. Says the Ran, it must be that they checked out. And they saw they were talking big masmidim over there. They were shagging away, they were learning. Three storm a day. They looked and they looked and they couldn't figure out what the Indian is until they came to this. They weren't making birchas HaTorah. So what? Say, they weren't making brachas HaTorah. They didn't fetch. Ozvu es Torosi, not to make birchas HaTorah. Says the Beis HaLevi, then when a person learns Torah, he can look at it in two ways. When you do a mitzvah, you put on tefillin, you make a bracha. Why? Because I'm mitzvahs. You make a bracha, you're in a mitzvah. You're sitting in a sukkah, you make a bracha. Why? Because I'm mitzvahs. You're doing a mitzvah, you make a bracha. If you're carrying wood to build a sukkah, do you make a bracha? No. Why not? Because it was called a hechshemitz. You don't make a bracha on a hechshemitz. If you look at Torah, that it's a hechshemitz with I know what. I don't want you to learn Torah. I have to know Torah in order to know what to do. I have to learn Torah to know how to be mekayem mitzvah. I need to know Erevin. I need to know Sukkot. I need to know Shabbos. Just to know what to do. How to live like a Jew. What's the Indian of birchas haTorah? What do I have to make a bracha when I learn Torah for? It's just to know what to do. All I have to know what to do, Rabbi. I don't have to say, Kachin! Kachin's not Shaykh today! You know, you didn't write on Kachin. It's a riot not to learn Kachin. Not Shaykh today! What do I have to learn Kachin for? I have to learn, this is not Negev to me. Ozwas Toyosim, they looked at Torah. It was a Hechsher Mitzvah. They were only learning. They were striding away. They were only learning Kedei to be Makai in the Torah. They weren't looking at Torah itself, that it's a Mitzvah. Torah alein is a Mitzvah. Torah in itself. Hovering, steiging, absent. I hear this question a lot. First time I heard it, I was a bocher, I was a young bocher, and we were learning Yevamos in Yeshiva. And one of my friends went over to Aram, and he asked the Rebbe, Rebbe, why are you learning Yevamos? This guy, Yevamos was hard, schwer. It was very, very hard. The big masmidim in Yeshiva, they couldn't daven during Yevamos month. They pushed it. Yevamos is schwer. And this guy was gasping for air. He went over to this Rebbe, asked him, why are you learning Yevamos? He said, what do you mean? Why should you learn Yevamos? Why are you learning something more negate the halacha? Nobody does Yibum anymore. Chalitz is very not common. What do we have to know this for? Listen to the answer. Rebbe said to him, this is Shach. We're not learning halacha. We're learning Torah. Now this guy, I hope, made a big mistake and said, okay, walked away, and I know he didn't understand it. Kitzer, I also didn't understand what he meant. So at that point, the Rebbe got up, he was walking to the bus, so I ran and stickle after him, and I asked him, what are you talking about? And I'm in halacha, and I said, like this. One will know what to do, every Jew has to know what to do. You have to learn halacha. You have to learn halacha. You have to know what to do. You can't be over Averitz. Oh, but there's nothing in you in Limud HaTorah. Limud HaTorah is like we spoke out many times. Torah is the Chochmah from the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Das HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have a Kesher with the Ribbono Shel Olam, a Yediyah Dika Kesher, right? We know the Ribbono Shel Olam. How do you know the Ribbono Shel Olam? We made a chasm with the Rebbeinu Shlomo. With what? With the Torah. He gave us the Torah. That's what binds us. What shaykes do we have to him? The Rebbeinu Shlomo, the Torah one. That's it. So Rebbe asked me, how do you know anything about your father? You got to know your father over your life a little bit. How? You know about your father. You know his interests. You know the way he thinks, right? I know my father is a very strong Republican. I know exactly what he feels. Politics. And the current president in America. Be careful. You know what your father thinks, right? You know his das on things, right? That's how you learn about your father. You want to know about the revolution, you're close with the revolution. The first thing is how he thinks. What difference does it make to me? If the reason why I say, no, I mean people here like the thousand and the smart, right? The reason that when I give kesef, how kesef works, the Kenyan kesef, what difference does it make? It's because of the Shavis, or it's because of the kesef alein, shavta Kenyan, who cares? What difference does it make in the Zikin? Was I Peshe in the Hedik? Was I all these Hakirs? What difference does it make? What kids tell me what to do? Just tell me, how much do I have to pay? I'm cutting it, I have to lift it up, it's mine now, good. He's still with his gazelle, right? He's got it, I call him, I got it. Das the Rebbeinu, this is the Das of the Rebbeinu. That's what we're hovering. That's why people are sitting in front of books and reading letters. If you want to be a Yid, you can't do it on Torah. The Rebbeinu Shalom, Parasi Yitz, Ahor, Parasi Torah Tavlin. If you're not learning Torah, you're not going to make it. We're not going to make it. When a person tastes that, and he knows the Torah is being mechayim, and keeping him alive, imagine a person, Chas V'Shalom, can't breathe for 10 minutes. I don't know how long is the person can. How long can a person go without breathing? Imagine he gets to the last possible point, all of a sudden, catches his breath. Air! We don't appreciate air, because we have it. It's natural. It's free. Imagine a person can't breathe, and all of a sudden he starts to breathe. With every breath he appreciates. He's going with sugar from the breath. So if we know the Torah is being machayos and saving our lives and keeping us from all these dvarim asun, anything that we struggle with, anything you struggle with, Torah can help. Torah is what helps. That's when the Gemara says, that's an aspect. Barasi Yitzhahor, Barasi Torah Tavlin, only Torah helps. It was a maisa, a shekhlech a maisa. Somebody, a maisa. Person killed someone, not the famous mice that everyone's talking about, but different mice. And he was a good person. Everyone was saying he was a normal person. Mamish, this is not that. In that case, they found out the fucking guy's not so normal. In this case, they can't figure out what happened. The person killed a member of his family. Can't figure out. A Jewish person. A little bit more modern. A Jewish person. Can't figure out what happened. I have a friend, so I don't like to jump right away to, you never know what's going on behind closed doors by people. But I have a friend who, a hot nishkalanti, so he never learned Torah. You don't know where what it can lead to. The person's not racing. If we knew that, we should have taste of success. If we felt in every abbot's regalus, hello what? People do it every day, it's national, I'm doing school little kid and they were yelling at me to learn. I keep hearing my eighth grade Rebbe in my voice. Learn! It's the other one. Just learn! Learn! Nobody wants it from me. And this is bad too, isn't Elul Shmos? Because what's Elul? Ani l'doidi v'doidi li. So the only way to be mekurv to the Rebbeinu Shem is duch v'toyah. Tfilas avado. Talking to the Rebbeinu Shem. Cooking to tfilas. So it's tamazek, it's a good thing to do. Every once in a while to talk to your Creator. But Torah is the only thing that connects us. Etz gives us that kesher from Yedir. Connects us. El, Anila Doide Vidoidi Li, that's what we should be working on. Coming close to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Sheikh Bayisocha, Zayah Manucha Ki Toiv, Vayet Shikh Malisbo. He was Sergul the all. Sounds like he worked hard, right? Vayah Manucha Ki Toiv. That was the Emerson Manucha, says Rashi. Vayet Shikh Malisbo. The all of Toiv. Sergul the all of Toiv. What do you think? I thought he liked a minute ago. You told me you like to chill out, you like to relax. Manucha. Everybody, Baruch, Finkel, Fatal, Mir, was to say, he was Israeli. And the American Bochum came, he used to like, you know, the Musogim from America, he used to call it. He bring the Musogim from America. He used to say that you don't have to bring all the Musogim from America. He says, there is a Musog in America, he says, take it easy. He used to call it. Those are the three words to do in English. Take it easy. He used to say this hard. The emes to take it, the emes of menucha, a person is only going to find menucha with himself. The vayit sheikh mo'izbeh. He's saying the whole of it. And it doesn't look it, and you see these people that are tired. If you look at the Rishi's eyes, they're tired. He's tired. What's he tired from? Because after a hard day of being a Shiva, because before he was a Shiva, he just filled in, he didn't put in any more hours, he just loses hours of learning now. Shiva kills himself to learn. He kills himself to prepare shir. Well, he's killing himself. If he doesn't know shir, just look up and he says, prepare shir. He says shir. Vayet Sheikh Malizbal. The Masikas HaTorah. Becoming really close to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Really close. Eventually, of course, he feels close. I don't know how it happens. I had a Mashiach one time. He says, I don't know. He was English, excuse the accent. I don't know how it happens. It just does. It does. It changes. It becomes close. It connects. It cannot be described. It's a bit in shoes. Why it can't be described? How it can't be described? But it is Gavaldi. That's what we have to work on.